7-8 DVI.
Good morning, W8RCY, the Donald down in Madison Heights. How are you, sir? Station next to that, all I got was a dead person. W8RCY. Why does it seem darker than usual this morning? Heavier, darker, wet clouds. I had a couple of aircraft fly over in the last few minutes, and I did not see a flashing light anywhere, so it must be a lower cloud deck with this rain. Good morning, W8RCY, or identification. Is there any other reason to say that? Anyhow, yeah. Yeah, it's probably it, because I just don't remember it being this dark at this time. And then, I don't know if my alarm didn't go off, or I snoozed it and have no recollection of that, or turned it off, I should say. But all of a sudden, I look at the clock, and it's like 10 minutes to 7. I'm like, what the heck? So I took an emergency marine-style shower and threw on some clothes and ran out the door. From realizing it was late to on the road in 25 minutes. I guess that's about as quick as I can do it. Was that next? Couldn't quite make out the call.
94. You're right. I can't drive because it's a little moist out.
Yep, just seems oddly dark to me, so it's got to be, as Donald said, it's got to be the cloud cover. Anywho, working in service today.
Yeah, an oddity Monday. They have a group coming in for a walk through for some accreditation things the department's working on. So the dispatch director asked if I would be there in case they had technical questions. I said sure. And I got to be back in on Thursday as well for some testing on that phone system we were talking about. So I'll work from home tomorrow, and then Wednesday I got off-site at Oak Park. Body-worn deployments again, so I'm trying to finish that project up as well.
Right, right. Hey, do you guys handle dispatch for Macomb?
Not per se, but as a secondary, anything on the freeway that's close to us. We do have the cars up that come out of Bruce that patrol Ray, Armada, Richmond, and Bruce Township. We have that, but not as a primary dispatch center. It's, I mean, we talk to our people as primary, but they're kind of comfortable, I guess.
Well, where are they dispatched? I'm just curious. I guess I never really thought about it. They don't do dispatch out of Oak Park, do they?
No, all that's out of the office in Detroit. I mean, they all talk to that one. But I think the cars up in the home now, or at least in those four townships, are talking to MASH primary, and then we're just they check in with us anyway, so we know they're working there. But unless something's changed, since I left the console realm.
Okay, I didn't realize that we were dispatching your guys up here. So, interesting. I'd be curious to see how that all shakes out. Look at the logistics flow chart on that. But anyhow, there's going to be something that may in fact affect that come, well, anyhow, I'll give you a call or give you an email or something.
Sounds good on that. Yeah, I get you. Yeah, I think that's the way it's been up there for a long time, but yeah, things change.
Well, I know you guys patrolled up there and all that, so I just wasn't sure how the dispatch functionality was going to happen. And so I'll talk to Ange this morning and ask about that, because you know, I never take into consideration your guys when I've do a letter today, and I never once considered putting you guys on the CC.
Yeah, it's an oddity situation, always has been, but you know, it is what it is. I don't know what the situation is in Northport, or I'm not into the know on that part, I guess, if you will.
Well, I know the fact that you patrol there is a little bit of a thing, but, you know, that's all. I'll leave that to the bean counters and the politics and all that stuff. That you do it is more of my concern, not how it came to be. Because I know like, Bruce, you guys are the last line of defense. You guys have an obligation if no one else is covering it, so... That's kind of the story there. And some people want to pay to play, and some people don't.
Oh yeah, that's definitely the truth there. I just can't believe where all this traffic is on a Monday. I'm not used to this.
Yep, 16 in Van Dyke. Wet, sloshy, and moving pretty well, but there's a lot of traffic, like you say. It's a weird morning.
A lot of people must be getting their days in this month so they don't have to work at the end of the month, I guess. Nah, this week is just a weird oddity this week, and then I don't know what's going to happen between New Year's and Christmas. I haven't decided if I'm going to take it off, or I am going to take a couple days after the first of the year and go to Florida for a few days just to check on the place and, you know, get a little refresh, I guess. And then I'll go down at the end of January for what they call Gasparilla in Tampa, some pirate-themed festival, I guess. Never done it, and figured, yeah, what the heck, you know, I don't have to pay for lodging, so it'd be worth it.
Well, it sounds like a plan. I had to burn up, like, what was it, 7 days. I took last Thursday off, and then I got this Friday off, and I took a couple between Christmas and New Year's. I still got three I gotta sneak in here in the next 2 weeks. We're, Wednesday I was supposed to be in Diamonddale, but, I think I'm gonna have to pass on that because we got the B-Prime project, coming to a head. I think they already... the end of this week. So, other than that, I gotta figure out a place. So this week will be pretty much, I don't know, I guess I could take tomorrow, but I'll just work through, take Friday off this week, then I just got to figure out where I'm going to burn three between next week and the end of the year. I know there's a couple of Mondays in there I could sneak in, and then I could take a day next week, I suppose, but I'll get them in.
Yeah, no, they did do that V-Prime last month. I remember the all the information came out on it. It was like at a 5:30 in the morning thing. And, it was coming.
Yeah, I've heard it's been pretty smooth, but, you know, it seems like every stinking time, you know, they say, oh, yeah, it's smooth. It went really well and all that stuff, you know, and then something different happens for us. Never fails, so I'm not holding my breath on their time estimates.
Dan, another question. When Todd was out at your place last month, did you meet with him?
Yeah, we did, and then I had a virtual with him last Tuesday. So, yeah, we've been working on trying to get council configs straightened out.
When he was at my place last month, MDOT bought some of those MCD5000, the desktop that go back to the console, that thing. Can you think about it? Can you give him some information on that, of how to set it up? Him and I are trying to work on getting MDOT squared away here. Get it hooked up correctly so it actually works. And apparently they're not very familiar with those.
All right, you're saying Todd? Todd needs the information, or someone else?
If you can get it to Todd, that'd be great. Him and I have been working on it with the MDOT person here at my building. So the equipment's all there. It's just not hooked up and can't get the desktop to talk to the three consoles in the server room.
All right. I'll reach out to him here this morning and offer our expertise on that. We've got quite a bit of experience with those. We kind of went all in with them. I like them for the most part, but a couple of caveats. When you don't lift them off hook, sometimes they are extremely harsh and loud. We haven't quite figured that one out yet, but almost to the point of can't understand. That's about my only caveat. Every now and again, you have to tell a person to repeat. And they have to back off, trying to figure that one out. But okay, yeah, we'll try to get you squared away.
That sounds like a plan. Appreciate it. Just trying to help them dot out. They bought them and sitting there for almost a year and a half. Now they're using portables. They're like, how do we get this going? What do we get? And, you know, so him and I kind of took it on as, we'll help you out, we'll get it squared. It might take a few minutes.
You know, pick a day you want to do it. I'll get Paul in touch with Todd, and then I'll give him a green light to go down on the day you decide to deploy, in case there's any pickles, if that works out.
Yeah, that does sound like a plan. That, and Paul's pretty fluent with those, so yeah, that would work. We can make that work. We'll set it up with Todd. His schedule is the one that's
other than that, almost a gross spec here. So I think I still got time to get me a coffee. Still get in before 8. I like to get there at 7:30, but I woke up late today. I don't know why my alarm clock goes off and it's like 7:50 or something like that, or 7:58 even, and I was late. Like, what the hell? I'm going to have to double check that, see what hell happened, but, and now I'm behind schedule, but is it ever so behind schedule you can't get coffee? Those words just don't make sense.
Yeah, the alarm went off this morning at 5:45, and I used it a couple of times. I'm like, ah, I get there when I get there. But, didn't have any pressing right at 7. I usually like to get in at 7, so I'm here now, so I'm going to bid a farewell at this afternoon. WNFU, WNFU.
Later, Nick. Have fun. W8FU. N8KPP. KCHTWK listening.
And then
I would have taken Thursday Friday off this week, but Thursday's V-Prime go-live. And then I've still got three more days I got to burn between the end of the, now and the end of the year, so there ain't a whole lot. I want to have the two off after Christmas, so. Yep, I don't work a Friday for the rest of the year, and I've still got to get 3 days to burn.
You don't need to be there for the Prime Cut. Come on now. It's all virtual Prime. You're not supposed to do anything. Well, I got a Christmas party Friday. And even though I'm off of the work, I have two Christmas parties next week that I got to go to for work, even though I'm on vacation. So, yeah. I'll have my hours probably by Wednesday night. So I'll have Thursday off. I'll have Thursday, Friday off, but so I'll have my hours by Wednesday night. And then, but I gotta go to Lapeer Friday afternoon for the work party there. And I have a party Monday and then a party next Thursday. I'm skipping the party tomorrow. But, yeah. Woohoo! Everybody's got parties all over the state.
We don't have anything planned this year. I think we're probably going to forego it because we lost our space that we used to do it in. So I'm all for let's just pick a day and then we can all just go out to eat or something.
Well, Fridays is in Lapeer, so that's not too far to drive. Mondays is Fenton, so that's not that far to drive. But next Thursday is in Hastings, so that's 2 hours and 20 minutes there and 2 hours and 20 minutes back. It says it's at 3, so I probably won't be home till 6:30, 7 o'clock. But if we got crappy weather, I'm not going to drive over. But I was asked to drive. I was asked to go to that one since it's the new group of people that we just acquired and be sociable. I have to smooth or press the flesh, even though I don't like to.
Just sit in the corner rocking back and forth going,
don't you know the best people of this business that are autistic and have social anxiety disorder?
Last year, it was a Lapeer party. I was like, I was hiding in my office is like in the back, in the middle of it, in the back far corner, in the middle, but in the way back. It's basically away from everybody is my office. And from where they had all the tables set up and everything. So I went back into my little corner and was in there in my office just doing my thing. And one of my manager bosses comes by and he goes, what the hell are you doing back here? I said, enjoying myself at a party? He goes, get your ass up front. Schmooze a little. I was like, fine.
Yeah, I've always found that technicians can be an odd bunch when it comes to socialization. So it's that techie mind versus the salesman's mind. And you get what you get. Yeah, they're not particularly unsociable. They're just not really into meaningless words. I know I have very, very little patience for meaningless conversation.
Well, I mean, there's a few people I like. I mean, I have a few coworkers that I do like to just sit and talk with, but get too many people around, I get a little antsy. I'll go sit in my corner. If someone wants to talk to me, they come sit in my corner, which is fine. the problem was my corner is way the hell out away from everybody else, so nobody knew I was hiding in the corner.
And now that they know, you have to find a new corner.
Yeah, they opened up the LaPierre party to spouses, or plus ones, so, but Michelle's got to work, because I got asked if my wife was coming, because they wanted to see my wife more than me, and I was like, well, she finally looked, and she has to work, but they're like, yeah, we want Michelle to come, not you. I said, okay, now the truth comes out.
Well, yeah, come on. Anyhow, I am just pulling in the China one here. I've been here in ages. See if the food's still okay. I will be back in a minute. Where am I at? I'll be at you.
Oh, yeah. I'm just sitting here working. 10 meters is hot as always, so I got that going too. So, yeah.
All right, the Chisel and I are on the way back to the shop.
What'd they do, throw it at you out the window?
Well, this is a little on the early side for the one for us, so yeah, I just walked in, it was right there, bingo, bango, out the door.
Wow!
By the way, I don't know if you saw, finally got the coordination for Richmond, so I give you your $625 back.
You did? I didn't know you had it. I guess I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I remember we agreed to use $625 because Shiawassee was off the air, and that was the only other, and then the only adjacent channel person would be me, and I wouldn't complain about myself, so we said, hey, $625 works perfect. And, they gave me my coordination now last weekend. I got $225.
Oh, I guess I didn't notice that. Was it in the... Oh, wait. Gross... He said 444... Wait, 225? Gross point?
No, all mine are 442. 442, 225.
I guess it's not in the log yet. I'm looking on their website. Yeah, I don't see it in here.
Well, it was there as recently as yesterday. You're at Myers? Looking at Macomb County or UHF or... 442.225.
Yeah, I'm in the what they call the activity list, and yeah, I don't. I got Petoskey, Grosse Pointe, Adrian, Commerce, Grand Rapids, Grand Haven, Petoskey, Saginaw, Milford, Saginaw, Adrian, Charlotte, Cold Water, Centerville, East Lansing, Jonesville, Gladwin, Muskegon, Goebbels, Holland. And I'm in the September now, so. Well, let me check the repeater directory. He said for Macomb directly. There it is. It says last TDS was 5/29/2024.
Roger, there you go. I didn't hear about it until that's probably when I applied for it. But I didn't get word that I had a provisional until Thanksgiving weekend. All right, let me get inside with the general, and I'll be back. W8FU.
All right,
Douglas. NAKPP.
NAKPP, this is KU Wing.
Hey there. I didn't catch the call, sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. It's Kilo Echo 8, Yankee, November 8. That's Dave.
How are you doing today? A little bit of popcorn there, but not too bad. So, I'm only here for about 4 or 5 minutes. I'm heading from my work 20 to my home 20. I gotta go rearrange a few things.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm doing all right. Just at home, typing up the Monday minute here, and getting everything ready for the meeting here coming up at 4:30.
Okay, just about to meet this Dave, right, the meeting tonight. You said we changed venues, and I didn't catch where the venue was.
Yeah, this is firm. It's going to be at the Cass and Grosbeck, Tim Hortons there, near Aldi's and Meyer. I changed the address in the calendar event, so you should have the address there.
Okay, it's still at 4:30, though, correct?
Yep, that is firm. 4:30, we'll meet there and figure if you get a good cup of coffee or a donut or something like that if you want. So.
Okay, yeah, thank you, sir. That sounds promising.
Hey, anything with food is a good thing for at least for me. I'm all for food, so that and a good cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah, I'm working on my girlish figure here, but coffee is definitely my weakness.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm kind of a coffee snob. I prefer the Tim Hortons over the Dunkin' anytime, but if offered, I will take a cup of coffee.
You know what I've kind of migrated towards? And, you know, like you say, you go through spurts. I like this one, I like that one, whatever. Lately, kind of my favorite has been a Bigby. I don't know if you've ever tried that one or not, but that one, I've kind of migrated towards that one. Plus, on Mondays over here in my little corner of the world, or the county, it's a dollar a cup day on Mondays.
Hey, no, I haven't tried them. I've wanted to get over there to try them, but I haven't done that, so I'll have to try that. It sounds like a good thing. Dollar Mondays, you say, huh?
Yes, sir. Any size. $1. No holler. So I usually do that. I haven't been there yet today, but I had a lot of paperwork stuff I had to do at work today. So it really wasn't hard work, but it was that. So very good. So, yeah, I'll see you there. Who's all going to be there? Is Paul going to show?
It's going to be me, Mike, Ron, and then Paul. He had something going on today, so he's not able to show. But we'll get him up to speed here later on this week.
Oh, very good. Okay. Sounds good. So, yeah, I saw some of the ideas. I like some of them. You know, it would be interesting to do some sort of a techie class. Somehow we just have to get people excited about this, and that I think that that's our biggest hurdle is, like, there just doesn't seem any excitement in it anymore. I mean, everybody's, you know, the GMRS not too bad because, you know, you pay your $15 and you're in, but the problem with the GMRS stuff is that sometimes it's a little bit hard to regulate or control or things of that nature. So that's one thing I kind of like to discuss, to, you know, brainstorm a little bit on, okay, how can we get people excited? You know, even my son, he's a techie geeky guy, and he has no interest, and I don't get it, you know? I mean, usually when you get techie geeky guys, they have a lot of interest, and they just don't seem to anymore. You know, computers, drones, race cars, RC cars, I mean, all that stuff, you know? He's really good with all of that stuff. He does really well with all the RC car stuff, and he understands the frequencies and spread spectrum and everything else like that, but no interest in talking. Weird.
Yeah, no,
not sure what it is. It's got to either be the computers and the cell phones, how easy it is, and don't have to take a test or anything like that. But my son is interested in radio, so he's like, I don't want to take a test. He's like, I'm not a good test taker. It's like, it'll be fine. We'll study and we'll get it taken care of. He's like, I just don't know if I want to take a test. And so I guess maybe that might be some of it, or I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to let that, my personal belief is I don't want to really let that out of the bag, the test. There's got to be some sort of accountability or something because, let's face it, there are some people that shouldn't have a license. So, hey, I have to let you go. I am in the driveway. My son is here. He's got to help me move a couple things around, and I want to utilize this. Dave, I'll talk to you in a little bit. NAKPP, clear up to yours. Actually, I'm going to be clear before yours.
Sounds good, Wally. Sounds good. 73s, and we'll see you here at 4:30 at Tim Hortons. KYNU, Claire.
W8BIJ.
Out that way, but I'd be thinking you'd be more on like OBU or something like that out that way. We got something in Mason, I think. Fred, could you wait on this? Well, I'm driving, so I can't bring up the dashboard, but I'd be curious to see you bring it up. I know there's a repeater in Mason. That'd be the one I'd be more inclined to think you're on if you're out by Jackson. Because Mayville is up, up in Lapeer. So I'd be really shocked if you were working Mayville.
That's what the 444 is the Mason repeater. And Lily, I'm just not that far from Mason.
So are you on Mason, which makes sense, or Mayville, which doesn't make sense?
Well, let me bring up repeater directory and see what it says.
end, it doesn't really matter.
Except if you know what you're on, you'll know if you're going to be getting better or worse based on the direction you're traveling.
That's incorrect. It is the Danville repeater, 444-575. Danville, not Beeville. Keep it down.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. All right. So there you go. I can confirm, because that's what I'm showing on my hub. I've known it, but you guys are too quick on the trigger for me. W8RCY, have a good afternoon. Well, also, depending on which direction you're traveling, if you're having, if you're taking 94, until you hit whatever, I don't know what you're going to decide to take, you know, if you're going to run, you got to run that all the way up 23 up to 69, then you should be getting better. I don't know. Depends on what route you're taking, whether you're going to get better or worse. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you should run, this one should get better. Then, you know, then, I don't know if there's another one, if OBU will come into play at any point, or you just stay on Danville. And I think one in Mason, which you'll be going near, might even be better right now on that one. But I'm not 100% sure on that. I don't know those repeaters. And then, you know, then you got Flint. And then maybe you got Mayville.
Yeah, I was, like I said, I was kind of discombobulated. You know, so I forgot it was Danville. I just don't have it programmed in as Danville.
My son's best friend was Bill. Every time we would be heading out that way for one reason or another, we'd always say, oh, look, it's Danville and Williamstown. So you guys have cities out here. Oh, ho, ho, we'd laugh. And then we'd drive.
Yeah, I got to remember that Danville is the moment the female that responds back and goes beep. That's all she says is beep.
That little trollop.
Yeah, it's kind of like Stan Oliver sounding. I'll talk to y'all some of that. When I drop off, it just goes, you know, like, why are you talking on my repeater? And the one thing I found in Lansing is fresh roasted peanuts and cashews and walnuts and pecans.
Are those hard to find? I don't know. I've not looked for them, per se, so I wouldn't know.
Well, you can go to German Pistachio, you know, down there in Eastern Market, and, you know, buy a bag of cashews or whatever else. But here, it's like this little place in downtown Lansing, right by the Capitol, and they make small batches right there. I mean, literally, while we're sitting, while I'm sitting there getting some mixed roasted nuts, the guy was roasting, he was doing peanuts. When I was standing there.
Does it smell good in there?
Oh, God, yes. That's why I walked in. We walked by, Mike. I could smell them roasting the cashews and the peanuts right now. You walk in there, that's all you smell. Oh, is it a gorgeous? Yeah, I bought a pound.
Yep, fresh ground coffee, roasted nuts. All sorts of wonderful smells.
I think Grand Dazzle's Market does fresh roasted coffee. They got a roaster right there in the store. I think it's Grand Dazzle's. If it's not Grand Dazzle's, it's Captain Joe's. But I think it's Grand Dazzle's on the 8th and 22.
Well, I
I've been to a couple of Randazzo's, but I don't know that I've been to that one. That one's not an area I generally get to. I'm going by one of them. I think I'm going to Randazzo's right now. Can't remember what it is. It's Shaner in 13, or is it 14? No, I think it's Shaner in 13, or is it Hayes? I don't know. Anyhow, whatever that market is right there, I'm going there right now. Might be a Randazzo.
I think that's Nino Savaggio's.
Now, that's the only one I know it's not. It could be Vincent Joe's. It could be Randazzo's. I think it's Randazzo's. The one I know it's not is Nino's. The only Nino's I know of is Rochester Road, up there by 59, south of 59, and the one, of course, on Hall Road, and then the one in St. Clair Shores. I know there's probably more, but those are the only three I know of.
Randazzo's is at 13 Mile in Shaner, W8RCY.
W8RCY, I was just thinking that you are right. And as soon as Sean said that he knows it's on Rochester, I'm like, oh, that's right. Now I remember.
Yeah, I sometimes forget which is which, but this one here is convenient and on my way home, so I occasionally stop at this one. They have these rice packages that we like. They have a black bean and rice and a red bean and rice, a particular brand that we really, really like. And I usually stop here and get some. My wife was saying the other day, she goes, you got any of my black beans and rice? And I says, nope, we're all out. She's like, darn it, get some. So I'm going to get some right now and then see whatever else is there. But now, have you ever been to the, I think it's a Randazzo's and Donald would know. On Gratiot, north of 11, that's different than all the other ones. It's like old school. It is a produce market, period.
What's the one on Metro
Yeah,
Park
it's called
Park
Joe Garfield. Randazzo's Fruit and Vegetable Market. And it is old school. Right there about halfway between 11 and Martin.
Yeah, that one's, like, I guess that's one of the brothers, and he didn't go all in on the whole fancy-schmancy, you know, processed food or you know, pre-cooked foods. He just kept it an old-school produce market, and I'll tell you what, it's pretty impressive. I just started going there recently, you know, if it's convenient. I can make that my route home as easy as any other. I'm allowed in the work vehicle. I'm allowed de minimis use. So if it's on my route home, I can stop there. So I can make my path. I can go that way home, or I can take this route home. So I can find just about anything on my route home. But, so I'll go there occasionally when I think of it. But this one here, you know, I like it just swell. And they've got a little bit bigger selection. You know, with the pre-made foods, they're a little bit better. So if I need to get some deli, something like that. Nice to come to this one. But not my favorite. I like Nino's and the Vincent Joe's up there in on Van Dyke. Love that one. A few others. Salvaggio's either on Rochester or M59. Those are my favorites. Or Westbourne or East Side Market in Ferndale and Royal Oak, respectively. I love those ones, too. But Randazzo is probably my least favorite. But they do the job. Tom?
What's the one on Garfield and 16 and Donald? Is that a Randazzo's also?
Oh, geez. I know exactly what you're talking about, and it does ring a bell as a Randazzo's. Yeah, I've been through that way in quite a while. I don't get on Millar as much as I used to, which is that street that runs north of Garfield, between Garfield and Moravian, because I used to know some people that lived on Millar, and I just don't live there anymore. But I believe, yeah, that is a Randazzo's.
Yeah, I'll confirm. I'm pretty sure it is.
And then north of there on Garfield, up near more like 19 mile, 18, 19 mile, there's a Vince and Joe's.
Yeah, I go to the Vince and Joe's on Garfield, and I go to the Vince and Joe's on Van Dyke. I'm not allowed to go to Randazzo's or Nino's or any of the like.
Oh, yeah, why is that? As I park in Randazzo's parking lot. You'll have to explain why that is. But I'm here, so I'm not going to listen to a really long story. W8FU.
Long story short, Benson Joe's is the cousin of my wife's best friend.
Randazzo's Fresh Market, 16 Mile and Starfield Fresh Market.
Gotcha. And I know the family at Benson Joe's very well.
W8RCY, KF8CWF.
KW8, or KF8. What is it again? CWF, yeah. KF8CWF. Good afternoon from W8RCY. God, I need another rum and coke.
Good afternoon. I programmed up this Motorola HT last night. I forgot. This one has the capability to do these channels.
Well, welcome to this side of the channels, on this side of the world, on a Motorola. Definitely, you're sounding good. Nice.
I was dying to try it out. I got it programmed up last night, and then I went back through the Hazel Parknet on the 2-meter side.
I believe I did hear you, and then there was another gentleman by the name of Mark, who just got his license, I think probably the same weekend you got yours. And I don't have my spreadsheet in front of me, but... yeah, I think he was in on it, too.
Yeah, KF8CUL. See you later. He was out there from about 8 o'clock till 10.
Yeah, that's it. See you later, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of good ones coming out lately, and, you know, even yours, CW Freak, that's cool. I mean, I know you might not stick with it, but still, that, you know, for somebody to come up with that right off the top of their head was pretty quick too. But yeah, and you know, like I said, you're sounding good, and I'm just glad you're over here now to this side of the world. And I don't know if Sean's back in his vehicle yet, but he was part of the conversation between me and Tom. We were looking for the names of all the vegetable and fruit market places and their fancy names like those, so Baggio's and all that.
Yeah, well, I was in the checkout line at the store, and I could have told you that was a Nino Sabaggio, Nino Sabaggio over there at Garfield and 16, but I drive by that when I go golf at Fern Hill all the time.
Yeah, I'll probably go buy it too on Wednesday because I have to go place a great blanket at Resurrection right there. So yeah, we go buy it, but I don't get out to that area except for maybe once a year now because my girlfriend's parents used to live off of Millar, and then my parents had friends, the family that lived on Millar as well there between Garfield and Moravian. So I used to know that area really, really well, but now, like I say, I only get out there about once a year. Maybe twice. I'm on Garfield.
All right, well, I heard you out there. Thought I'd wave my hand on this side of the world anyways. And, okay, have a good day. I get to go home and cook dinner. Good stuff.
Well, hang on a second. Let's see if Sean's still out there. Sean, you back in your vehicle, sir? I guess not. Well, he's got to get his black beans or whatever for his better half. So, all right, well, hang on for a while. You may pop in there and you can say hello to him while you're on your way home. If you, I don't know how long your drive is, but you should be back shortly. But in the meantime, though, like I say, yeah, you're selling good and solid. And, again, welcome to the other side of the world where we don't use certain acronyms and things like that. It's almost pretty, you know, it's strictly by the book. But, yeah, so, again, I'm just tickled pink that you're on here, too. And, you know, all these people are just popping in here left and right. And breakfast, we had a couple, like I said, one new face with Mark and everything. And, yeah, it's going good. All right, I'll be standing by, W8RCY, CFH CWF. You have a good afternoon. And hang on, maybe Sean might pop back in. Yeah, I'll be standing by for a little bit. I got it on, and I mean, why turn it off just because I'm driving, right? KF8CWF, standing by. Go in for a couple of packages of beans, and $32 later, I'm on my way home. Are you kidding me? Hey, Mark. I mean, Brian. Say hello to Sean. He's back. KF8CWF. How are you doing this afternoon, Sean? This is Brian from Saturday Morning Breakfast.
Good morning, Brian. How are you? Congratulations.
I had a smile on my face for 2 days since I got my license. And I, last night I was messing around down the basement and I forgot that my Motorola HT1250s can do these frequencies.
Oh, yeah, they can. And do it well. So good deal. Yeah, and you're not, if I remember correctly, you're not terribly far from the Warren repeater, so you should be able to work it just hunky-dory.
Yeah, well, I'm on DeQuinder just going southbound past somebody's building right now. So, yeah, it's been doing really good.
There you go. Well, good deal. Glad to have you aboard. And, didn't see you on Saturday. I think you had, like you were telling me, you had some obligations. But next time, where'd you go, by the way, or did you take it online?
Lance Cruz had the test on December 1st at the little ham fest at the Balkan Center over there. So I took it there. 31 out of 35. And saw Len while I was there, too.
All right. Well, good deal. Good deal. Hey, nobody cares. Once you pass, nobody cares, you know, if you missed it by one or you missed it by whatever the maximum number is. That's what I tell you. You just got to get that one. But that's a good score regardless. Anyhow, cool. I didn't make the swap. I slept in. But I've been doing that a lot lately. One of these days I'll get the motivation. Anyhow, Donald?
Yeah, he's been grinning since ear to ear, since he got on the radio program. I've been grinning ear to ear since he got it. I heard that he, well, actually when he passed, really when he told me that he passed and he had, you know, gotten his ticket yet, but I was just saying, yes, you know, so I was just happy and tickled pink that he's, you know, officially on the other side of the world now with us, and yeah, so, it's all good. So that's about all I have to say for now. I've got to figure out what I have for dinner. Either leftover cold pizza from yesterday, or half of a steak and cheese sub for from yesterday. All right, I'll let you both go. Have a great afternoon, everybody. W8RCY. Well, almost said it. See, doggone it. I'll figure this out. W8RCY, we're clear.
Well, that is one.
What is up?
to have your call signs so intertwined. I have no such. Sometimes I'll forget what radio I'm on. Well, not so much anymore. I don't talk too much over the other side, but a little here and there. Not enough to mess me up. But I was on there a lot more. It was every once in a while you'd forget where you were. But I didn't have that extra problem of having them similar. So there's that. So give me that call again. KF8, and I heard a ZFW, Zulu Fox Whiskey.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot.
KF8CW Freak. Of course, you'll have to learn CW in order to earn that one.
I think he fainted, and I was laughing when you said that to me. He's got to learn CW now. It's a curse. A great call sign, and it's a curse. You got to learn CW now.
CW was part of the reason it took me so long to get my ticket.
Do you like country? You'd be country western fanatic.
Join us for breakfast, and if that's not, you know, a place where there's a lot of friends in low places, I don't know what there'd be for sure. I think I heard Wally out there a couple of TXs ago. You did, and I stepped on Sean, and I didn't mean to. Oh, sorry about that. Good afternoon, y'all. Sean, go ahead.
Hey, it didn't bother me none. I didn't know about it. The other ones might have been confused, but anyhow, hello, Wally. Just on my way home here, stopped at Randazzo's, went in to get a couple of bags of Vigo's, black beans and rice. We really like those. End up walking out with a small basket of stuff. Ah, man. So, just heading home here. Figure out what to do with the rest of the evening.
Let me make sure I've got this. I do. I'm heading to meet with Dave. Whatever his call was, I forget. I can't remember what his call was. So I'm going to go meet with Dave for a little bit. Probably be a couple minutes late, but I was working on a special project at home. And time got away from me, but I'm supposed to meet with them at 4:30. So that's what my plan is for the next hour or so. So I'm heading south or west, whatever we shall call it, on 94 to M59 and then to Grosbeck. That's my plan. So let's see, I'm going to be politically correct here. I'm going to hand it to WARCY, whatever, let's get that right. NAKPP, King of Papa. What's funny is I have a direct call sign on the radio that I'm working, but I'm monitoring one frequency on either side, and I was talking to you guys on this side when somebody called for me on the other side, and I couldn't take it, so that's why I spit out the wrong one all the time. So even with a cue card on the top of the radio, I mess it up. But, yeah, anyway, and Brian, you're still out there, you're going to learn a lot about roundtabling and how to pass it forward and everything else now. Yeah, so really, I'm working on my dinner, too. It's going to be leftovers. So I'll hand it back to, Brian a shot if he's still there. If not, we'll hand it over to, Sean.
Yeah, well, I just got in the driveway, so I'm going to go ahead and step on out, go get dinner ready for the girls. KF8, oh, by the way, I'm the one that can make the mistake. I've only had my license for 2 days, so if I give the W1 if I mistake, please bear with me today. KF8, CWF.
All righty. Well, we don't have to remember yours. We just have to remember ours. But I like to bounce around and play games with acronyms and things like that just to help solidify it. But you know what? I'll probably completely forget tomorrow. So your job's to remember yours. Mine's to remember mine. Everything else comes with time. So, all right. Again, congratulations. Look for you more out here. And Wally, I got 59 gross spec. Is it at my place or is it somewhere else? Because I think Paul was off today, unless he's coming in for that.
No, it got relocated to the Paul was off, and it got relocated to the Tim Hortons. I think there's only three or four of us. There's not very many. We know about that. We've got a ways to go on this project.
All right. Sorry, Donald. Hold on. If I'd have known that, I could have stayed behind and kept it open for you guys. I didn't know. I knew you guys were getting together tonight, and I knew Paul took off, but I never put two and two together. So, oh well. Too late now because I am turning onto my street. Donald?
For me, it's going to be the second half of my steak and cheese sub with red onions added. It's only a 6-inch, but it'll tie me over. And a root beer. I have a root beer with that. So, eating like a bachelor, living like a bachelor, living the dream. All right, everybody, have a good afternoon. Wally, have a safe trip on the road wherever you're heading, and we'll catch up with you later. We'll be monitoring here, there, and everywhere. The radio's on scan. Might even pick somebody up on meters. You never know. WERCY. This time I read it off the top of the radio. We're clear. Yeah, thanks, Sean, for the offer. I don't think it's not too traumatic or big of a deal. I think we got a ways to go before it gets to that level. So I knew I was supposed to say something to you about it, and then I got tied up with work stuff and personal stuff, and he did call me on the FBI repeater, and I talked to him back, but I didn't think about pulling you in. So sorry about all that. I will chat with you a little bit later. You guys all have a great night. Sean, if you're around, fine. If not, go enjoy your evening. NAKPP clear, unless somebody else wants to clear it even more.
Okay, well, like I said, I would have held back and opened it for you, but if you guys got it covered, then no harm, no foul. All right, I'm just making the final approach here. Catch everybody in a little bit, a little later, whatever. W8F.
CF8S mobiling.
There is golf. There is golf. There is golf. You guys think the Lions are going to make the Super Bowl?
Monitoring on a mobile, 88FK.
A couple times, couldn't get back to you.
Okay, this is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, call sign Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, KCKJO. Easy way to remember is KC8Cujo, that's what they call me on the FBI.
Yeah, I think it was. I'll try to roll back. I'm a little slow, so anyway, good to hear you. I heard you a couple times there and just couldn't get back to you in time, so anyway, you're on the FBI repeater, I see. So I think you're part of the Sean's group there. Good. And we meet on... Are you with us on Saturday mornings at the breakfast? Do you join us there?
No, I have not had the opportunity to get up that early in the morning to go meet the gang down there at the grub hub that they hit at. But I do know WAFU, just by voice. You can see a co-worker of a friend of mine, KCPDK. And then John Little, WATOY, is a good friend of mine.
Mutual friends, then. All right. Well, you got a good signal, getting the repeater good, and trying to check and see what other guys are out here. I'm the best you can come up with at the moment, so I hope it's too much disappointment there. But and your name again?
My name is Tom Tango Oscar Mike, but everybody on the FBI calls me Cujo.
Okay, Cujo. I'll tell the guys I talked to you in the radio. All right, well, I'll get back to what I was doing, and I'll let you maybe get somebody else that you really want to talk to. Thanks for coming back. 88FK.
I think I said it's 88FK, but I could be wrong. Sounds good, sir, 73K. I'm just on my way. I just got into Lapeer County and put in the Flint repeater, see how I was going to hit it through the rest of the CMEN network. So, good talking to you. Maybe we'll see each other at one of those morning breakfasts with the rest of the FBI weedies. KCKJ clear, monitoring and mobile.
Perfect quiet and nice clear signal. So, the call sign here is Alpha Delta 8 Foxtrot Kilo FK, Fun Kid. Is another one, so we'll look forward to seeing you when we can. We're clear.
KJO Cujo, this is KF8AYL.
DDF mobile.
What are you doing out so late?
Finally leaving the office.
I like me, work late. I'm just coming back from Jackson.
Yeah, it's not right around the corner. I'm trying to take Thursday off to go shoot some deer, so I'm just putting in a couple extra hours. Honestly, this isn't much later than I usually say if my wife's not working. I'm usually here till 5:36 anyway, so just banking a little bit of time so I can knock them in Thursday or come in a half day Thursday or whatever.
Well, that'll work. I'm hourly, so the more hours I put in, the more money I make.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Not me. I have not been an hourly employee since I worked at Jimmy John's in college.
I'm hourly with a CPA.
A what?
collective bargaining agreement.
What might that be?
Communication Workers Association, Local 4070.
Gotcha. Okay. I don't know how any of that stuff works.
Well, in other parts of the company, where there's other CDAs, at least, well, with my company, we're all shoppies, which means that we get paid through the company, but we have a collective bargaining agreement, where my son, who's 687 on Carpenters, he works through the union hall and gets sent to different companies that contract him out. So he works for, I think, Trend right now, and but his paycheck and all his insurance and everything is paid through the union, vacations and all that.
Yeah, I got a buddy that's a union cop, and he tells me all about the benefits he gets.
My son's insurance benefits are way better than mine, let's put it that way. And I'm proud of him, very proud of my son.
As you should be. You're always supposed to be proud of your kids, but it's going to be easier when they're actually doing something right. My wife is a nurse. She's an RN at Corwell that just unionized, and we have everything she had going for is great, so I'm curious to see what these Teamsters decide to do when they get their hands around it.
Well, so far, I think Henry Ford is union, and I have a couple friends that are nurses in Henry Ford, and they're okay with it, that they're doing pretty good with it. So, it might be a good thing. You know, she's a good worker and everything. You know, she has nothing to lose.
So, I was like, you know, as long as they don't make it worse, I guess it doesn't get worse. But she's trying to enter into management, and it just seems like it's going to make things much more difficult for management if you've got the workforce unionizing.
The employees are only as good as the manager. I think that's how it goes. You have a manager that leads, and a manager that leads and co-works, then you have a manager that delegates. You don't want a manager that delegates.
Correct. I quit my last job because my quote, I don't even want to call my manager because I don't have enough respect for him to do that. Sat on his fat ass and delegated everything.
Exactly. I just lost my manager of 32 years. He retired last year after 43 years. Very good manager, and he stood up for us union folk. And then we got the new guy that's in here. He's trying to make it work. He's doing a decent job, I guess you could say. He still has a lot to learn. But he basically lets a couple of us senior ones do what we need to do to get our job done, and he just doesn't get in our way.
Yeah, it's both sides of that, right? Like you said, you're a senior guy, and there's some people that just know what the hell's going on. So a new manager should probably just let that happen. But at the same time, try to get their arms around the up-and-coming, the less senior employees. But, yeah.
You just hit a dud zone because I got nothing.
That's so weird. I'm literally driving west on all roads.
Yeah, you just broke right up just like a digital signal. But like my coworker that I was just working with today, he and I have worked together since 1998, somewhere around there. And he left earlier this year to become a non-union employee through corporate. He hated it. I got sick. And when I came back, we were backlogged. And he told my boss, I'll entertain the thought of coming back if you entertain the thought of bringing me back. And he started back up beginning of November. And he said, I'll come back. He says, but this is what we're going to do. So between my coworker Brad and myself, we run the card access and camera division of our service department. We are the two. We run it and we tell him what we're going to do.
He just steps
back and says, not a problem. You guys know what you're doing. You guys have been doing it for 30 years. I'm not going to get in your way. If I have any questions, you need any help, I can call the officer like that. Absolutely, we'll help you direct the other guys. But a lot of us have been here for years. Like I said, I'm third senior company-wise, and I'm probably about fourth highest union-wise. So because of my merits and my work ethics, they leave me be.
I've never been part of a union, so I can't do it other than the fact that I don't like the UAW.
Yeah, we're not that cutty. We're CWA Communication Workers Association, which is basically your line workers for communications. AT&T, MCI, Frontier, you know, telephone. That's what communication stands for. But working at DDT when I first started, American District Telegraph. So they're communication workers. And I'm one of the originals from back in the day.
Man, am I breaking up or what's going on here?
Yeah, there's a little bit of peaking going on there. Sounds like your AT, you got that through the glass antenna, or you've got a mag mount on your AT?
I've got a stick pocket mount with a Comet 2x4, so I got a 40-inch whip sticking up. I don't know, what repeater are you coming into?
225.
Must have just been where I was, because now it's crystal clear. Somewhere on 53, I was getting some interference.
Yeah, I lost you for a minute or two, and then you came right back. But I have arrived at my final destination for the first time, being getting off at 6:30. I'm actually home at 6:30.
All right, Cujo, you have a good night. I got a little bit of a drive here, about another half hour, so I'm sure I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm out at a decent time again. I will be cruising along here. Have a good night. NADBF.
NADBF, have a good night. Drive safe. And I'll talk to you on the flip. KCAKDO clear.
N-A-K-D-B.
N-A-D-B-F.
What a wonderful night. 48 degrees outside. Can't complain.
I'll take this over the 20s any day.
Ditto. I'm kind of fond of the west side of the state because that's where I grew up, and I help out over there once in a while in a certain department and things of that nature. So I always get the weather alerts over there, and they got a winter storm watch over there for a foot of snow in the Kalamazoo area. A foot of snow.
Yeah, I went to school at Ferris, so I remember the weather. Seemed to be much more extreme than it is down southeastern Michigan. I got a buddy that still lives up there. He lives in Door, which I believe is southeast of Grand Rapids. And I talk to him daily, and he always tells me, when we get snow down here, they get quadruple the amount there.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got that big snow machine called Lake Michigan. So you get the right wind, and you just get inundated with snow. You know, if it gets below, 30 degrees and the wind is coming, which is the prevailing winds over that way, it comes over across of that lake, and you would go to bed at night, and because I lived over there most of my life, and go to bed at night, and there wouldn't be anything on the ground, and you'd wake up in the morning, and the kids would have a snow day. And I'm going, there ain't no freaking way. And, so we got inundated with a lot. If you went to Ferris, you've experienced it.
Lake effect's no joke. I went to Ferris and unfortunately drove a front-wheel drive car. The last 2 years I was there when we got real bad weather. And I worked for their grounds crew shoveling that stuff, so I know how much we got. And it was crazy how much we get. There were days when we were shoveling sidewalks, and it was coming down almost as fast as we were shoveling it off.
Oh, yeah. I ran, like, about 10 years ago or something. I had the snowmobile, and I went to their snowmobile with a couple of my buddies. It was, like, Grayling, Gaylord area. And it was snowing so hard that night that we went snowmobiling. I mean, the trails were beautiful. You know, they got these monster groomers out there and everything else, you know, to make everything else nice. But it was snowing so hard all night long that you literally had to keep your speed down. And if you've done snowmobiling, that's not one thing you want to do when you're on a snowmobile, is to keep your speed down. You want to go, 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 go. And so I remember that episode, too. It was like, it was neat. It was like one of those things you never forget.
Yeah, I wish over here we get this nasty, frigid, cold weather. I wish we would get the snow with it, too. You know, it's one...
And the other thing over here is we fix our snow with salt over there. They fix their snow with snow plows and the weights and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a whole different country over there when it comes to snow. So, anyways, what are you up to tonight? Anything good? I just got done with a little meeting and I'm heading home.
I think I doubled with you there a little bit. I apologize. I don't know if my speaker mic's acting up or what, but I'm dying to get my radio back to the A2. I'm just heading home from work, got out of the office a little bit ago, and going to eat some dinner and relax and then rinse and repeat for the next couple days. How about you?
I kind of got a busy work week. I mean, nothing that's like really hard work, just a lot of time-consuming stuff. So, you know, I got a meeting in the morning, breakfast meeting with one of the factory reps that I work with at 8:15. That's totally unlike me to make a meeting that early, but I did. And then I got to run up to, oh, I can't remember whatever, the Grand Blanc, Red Ledge, Grand something up there up north a little bit. And got to go look at air compressor for a customer of ours that he says it's making water, which I don't know how a compressor can make water when there's no humidity in the air, but nonetheless, I've got to go look at that project, too. So, just busy work, you know, nothing that's, like, real hard, just, you know, things to keep me constantly busy that I have to get behind me.
84ZYQ.
I guess I got it. Go ahead, K4ZYQ. This is N8KBB.
Excuse me for interjecting here, but I wanted to ask the guy waiting for his Yaesu radio to come back from repairs. Do you mind me asking? This is Joe Juliet Oscar Echo, KE4ZYQ in Clinton Township, Michigan here. Just wondering what type of radio it was, because I know the lady that handles that in California.
Joe, you got NABDF here, Dakota. You and I have talked many moons ago. It was a FTM 500, and if you are referring to Stephanie Fears, she's a saint. I'm patiently waiting for an update. I sent it back for a weird, poor audio out of the head, which was the main reason I bought that radio. There was a very high-pitched hissing frequency coming out of it anytime it was... Anytime the audio circuit was engaged, whether it be me flipping through the menu on a dummy load or me receiving or APRS beacons, you name it. So I sent it back a couple weeks ago, and I'm just eagerly waiting to get it back. Currently running a THD-75 on a BTEC amp with a Comet 2x4, and it's getting by, but it's not the same. The convenience isn't there, and it's taking up one of my cup holders.
I didn't want to interrupt your queue so too long there, but I just want to say we've had a lot of 991As being problems, as you may have heard, Dakota, and mine in particular was a while back and shipped off and at our expense, of course, and they claim they fixed those 991As when they didn't have the A on the end of that name, and I waited a year before I bought the A model. They had just the 991s. So a lot of people had some problems sticking. They fixed them with the new models, but they didn't. All of them had to send them back again. So I just want to let you know that you'd let them know there's a lot of people in Michigan having Yaesu issues, being pretty ticked off, spending money and have to ship them back $100 or more for insurance and everything else. But I'll let you guys go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you if you so too long. Thanks, Dakota, and the other fellow there. Have a good evening. KE4ZYQ.
Oh, you're welcome. We'll keep you in. NAKPP, K4ZYQ. You can stay in here. It's just a little roundtable discussion talking about the weather and things, so no big deal. But I thought that that radio, that FTM 500, was supposed to be the flagship of Yaesu. So, Damien, you do much on the, what they call it, the Fusion? Do you talk much on Fusion, or do you just use it pretty much for analog stuff?
Yeah, you know, the 500 is supposed to be their flagship. I think I've got bad luck. But not to ruffle any feathers here, Yaesu has not gotten me too excited. I had two FT5s, and to me, the analog audio on those is horrendous. For a flagship model, as you can see, they're discounted pretty heavily right now. I did consider picking another one up, but I ordered an open spot 4 Pro. So I will be doing cross mode and fun things like that with my THD-75 if I want to do digital. And then when I get the 500 back, I do have all the local C4 FM stuff in there. So if I can get a little more active on there, I'm usually on the K8FBI. I'm actually always on the K8FBI. If I get a little more active over on like the Zombie and the Fusion stuff, I will. I'll probably start attending those Thursday nights, 7 p.m. nets again. That's where I first started my ham career with an FT5. And then I got onto the All-Star node with it, and everyone's like, man, that thing sounds horrible. And no matter what I did, I could not get good audio out of it. So, I don't know. Fingers crossed they fix this 500. If they don't, it's getting sold, and I'm going to buy another Icon.
K4, you want in? I'll let you in.
That's okay. You guys go to it. I don't want to. You're mobile there, and you've got a limited time, so I don't want to interrupt too long. Just want to say hello to both you and Dakota there with the Yaesu radio problems. Let Stephanie know there's a lot of people out here, as I let them know, about six people with 991As that had trouble. And if you give them a call sign and a name, first name, they probably could look it up on a computer. So they need to fix the problem without charging everybody extra, shipping things back for insurance and shipping costs. And that's a lot of money, you know, over time. But anyhow, back to the other gentleman there, KE4ZYQ, 73 at all.
I can't believe it. I just pulled into a parking lot and somebody's got their motorcycle out. So that's kind of interesting. So, okay, 48 degrees and motorcycle. I don't know if I would take the weather to that extreme. So, but anyway, so that's what's going on. I'm really fond of DMR radios. I've fallen in love with, and part of this was because of W8RCY, I've fallen in love with the Motorola XPR5550. Now, it's only a monoband radio, which is what I'm on right now, but I'll tell you what, the audio on this thing and the tuning and everything on it is just absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's like a top-notch radio. If you can find one of those for a couple hundred bucks, if you want to stay on just one band one band radio, that's my radio of choice. That's what I'm on right now. And DMR stuff. I got one FT5D. It's okay. I don't care for the audio quality of it. And there is a repeater in my backyard, but it's down more than it's up. So, and I'm wondering if he's not having a lot of problems with his repeater too. So, EBF, NA EBF. NAKPP, your turn.
NAKPP from NADDF. I didn't catch your name either, so let me get that on the next go-around here. But yeah, I know. I predominantly UHF, but I am starting to mess around with APRS. I live in Elmont, so I'm close to the little peer repeater, which is UHF. There's a Auburn Hills V-Star repeater that is VHF, so I am starting to venture out more into that, especially because of where I live. It's a little bit easier to hit those. spot. Yeah, I agree. This is probably the last radio I'm going to buy from you two. I've had ICOMs in the past. I have an ICT-10. I had a 5100. I had a 52A, a 7300, a 705. And they just worked. They never had an issue. The quality was phenomenal. Seems like the more Yaesus I buy, the more frustrated I get with the company. So, and I do enjoy DMR. That's the main reason I bought the OpenSpot 4 Pro, is so I can do all modes with one radio. I do have an RT3S, but if I start getting a little more active in the digital stuff, that's kind of my thought behind that. But yeah, I don't know. Hopefully they fix it. I think it's unacceptable for a $600 radio to have that kind of problem. The worst part is I figured it out within 24 hours, but BX Engineering would not let me return it because I Mars modded it. So here we are. NAGDF, back to you.
No, very good, NKPP. Hello, here's Wally, Whiskey Alpha Lima Lima Yankee. I hang out here and I hang out on 5-1, talk with 5-1. Yeah, if you're going to get your hands on them, XPR, Motorola XPR 5550 for a couple hundred bucks, grab it. It's not a ham radio. You do have to program it every time that you want to do something different. There is a mod, but it's not all what it's cracked up to be to punch things in. But the audio quality is absolutely fantastic on it. Automatic mic gain, which is what I'm using right now, and everything else. It's just, it's as far as I'm concerned, it's the radio to have, but it's not ham friendly if you want to do anything outside of being home. So, but yeah, it's a great radio. I enjoy it. So keep your eye open. If you ever see one for a steal, grab it. So, but other than that, I'm heading home here. I had a little meeting tonight with the McComb Arps thing or whatever it was. I forget. I'm helping those guys out, or they're helping me out, or something of that nature. So that's been my meeting agenda, and I got to go home, and I got to grab something to eat. I'm pulling down the road right now, so I will be clear after yours. N-E-K-P-P, back to N-A-D-B-F, clear on yours.
All right, Wally, sounds good. I'm probably in the noise right now. I'm downtown Elmont with lots of buildings between myself and the 225 repeater, but hopefully I'm making it out. It was good talking to you. Enjoy your dinner. I'm all home here too, so I'll be home in about 2 minutes. I'll catch up to you later unless you're out as well. NACDS.
KE8TFM.
KF8BOT monitoring.
KF8AYL monitoring. KF8AYL monitoring.
KF8BOT listening. KF8BOT listening. KF8 Alpha 8 BOT listening.
Thank you.
Good evening.
What was that?
I said good evening.
Well, cool. Good evening. Yeah, had a pretty decent day. They were starting to run the job out as I was leaving.
Sure.
Oh, cool. Did you do anything new and exciting today?
No.
I hope at least you got some food somewhere.
Well, I told Mario that we had to go to Menards. Get some supplies. Now he'd rather go to Home Depot, so we went to Home Depot and Okemos, and I showed him where to buy where to buy his wood 70% off. You know me and the clearance carts. So got the wood that he needed. We needed 100 hooks. Got the 100 hooks, and then he says, "Well, I'll swing through Wendy's so you can get you some food." I said, "All right, I'll take a number 4 plane." Granted, I waited for him to finish eating before we left, and I sat there and waited for Jamie to eat a plate of food, too, but yet they both ordered 2 burgers and an order of fries. So I ordered my chicken combo. He gets ready to pull out, I pull my chicken out, and I said, "Oh, hell no." It wasn't that it wasn't plain. They just didn't give me a chicken. They gave me the little itty-bitty thing that was about the size of my dime as a chicken sandwich. And I said, "This ain't a chicken sandwich. This must be off the dollar menu or something." So around the building we had to go.
They fixed it?
Oh, lady says, "Well, give me the bags back." I said, "I can't give you the bags back, lady." I said, "I already passed one of the guys three rows behind me. I got a stack of wood in between me and this guy." I says, look at my order. I said, "You'll see that there's 4 burgers and a chicken sandwich on it. That ain't a full-size chicken sandwich." You know, of course, she got a little huffy about it, but she turned around, threw it in the garbage and got me a chicken sandwich. And it still wasn't that good. So, yeah, I did have a chicken sandwich.
That's baloney. I mean, you know. I'd be a little hot about it, too. Not her, not citing, you know, you. I would be mad about it, too, because, no, chicken sandwich is a lot bigger than that.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm sure it was a junior chicken sandwich. So, yeah, what do you expect?
Yeah, I don't feel bad. I threw water and a Powerade in my bag and forgot to throw anything snacky in there. So, sure. I'll just eat the chicken and the coleslaw when I get home.
It never ends, does it?
Oh, good. Not really that cold, I'll be honest with you. I was kind of surprised. Although they're saying Thursday it's going to be like 18 degrees.
Yeah, and some of Michigan is going to get a half a foot of snow. And it'll be you.
Oh, know, Thursdays are lunch in, so, you know. I opted to bring in a crock pot of chicken noodle soup, and I'm just going to make it homemade because it ain't that hard to make.
Leave a pause in there. She plants jumps in there. Roger.
Now they're going by one long. It's the company will provide a sandwich, chips, and a drink. Well, the chips are nasty. The drinks are nothing but full fudge top, and you know I'm drink top, so that's off the table. And they order one long sub, and by the time you get in there on your shift, it's been unwrapped for so many hours that it's nasty, dried out, and I told Grace, I'm sorry, I don't eat lunch meat. I think lunch meat is nasty. I don't eat it. I said, if I eat a sandwich at home, it's either peanut butter and jelly, peanut butter and honey, or just plain peanut butter.
Alrighty then.
Last year, they shifted all the whole sub, and there wasn't nothing left for nobody else. So I said, you know what? I'll just make a crock pot of chicken noodle soup, and then after that, she may fill out a paper, and everybody was writing down what they're going to bring in, and so we're going to have regular food. We're not eating that nasty stuff. Grace says she doesn't eat submarine sandwiches. Tom doesn't eat them, so. Actually, everybody on that first shift don't eat them, so. All good. Works out as normal. Yeah, I went up the front to read the bulletin board. It was about 7 o'clock when I looked up and seen that. 102%. I just kind of chuckled. The only people who are running are me and line 3. I mean, line 3 only gets maybe 5 boxes a night. You know, the line, it runs so slow that, you know, that's all you're going to get. So I just kind of chuckled that outbeat day shift.
Roger, roger. Now your dogs all fight barking. Yeah, what? I'm not sure, but it's been out there for 10 minutes now.
No, I'm sure he hears things we don't hear. You know, their hearing is actually pretty good, too.
So you're telling me my deaf dog has good hearing? Okay.
That's funny. Well, I think he hears better than what we think.
Could be. Maybe he just ignores us. You know, we didn't see any deer when we were out tonight. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, I seen a small buck about, a minute ago, but he was already across the road and just standing in the other side of the ditch line, so I just slow down, make sure he ain't gonna run back across. The only one I saw. I had a pretty decent GC30 jog tonight. It was a 90 box run, so it was the same job I left off on Friday. But anyways, Tony had stacked up, so I didn't really have too much to do. Other than fill the stabilizer and change glass bags.
Well, there you go.
Well, there you go. Well, maybe he's trying to redeem himself for messing up last week.
Somebody else said, there you go. Did you hear that or no?
Maybe.
Maybe you got voices in your head again.
Okay. I swear to God, I heard it just before you said it. Oh, well. Yeah, well, there ain't nothing much exciting, so I'm almost home.
Yeah, it'll be a, yeah, I think it was Ron, but I wasn't sure.
There you go.
I heard it, too. I kept on pausing it so you could jump back in.
I don't know, you said the voices inside my head. I thought maybe I didn't hear something. Maybe I saw it wrong. That's funny. Alrighty. I'm pulling in the driveway. Alright, I'll talk to you in a minute. QCHUYW clear.
Alrighty, 8OV.